We get it. Attention spans just aren't what they used to be. Heads in social media and eyes on Netflix. But what do people do with their ears? Well, for one, they're listening to audio. Americans spend 4.4 hours with audio every day. Oh, and you want the proof? Well, you just sat through this ad that's now approaching 30 seconds. What could you say to a potential customer in 30 seconds? Let Audacy put together a media plan tailor-made for your unique marketing needs. Advertise with Audacy. Visit ads.audacy.com.
But after two games, he's playing like he's the best cornerback in the league right now. So, I mean, would you be trading him away as part of the Ramsey? There's so much to go into it, guys. It's just, yes, it would be smart to look into it. It would not be smart to rush into any of these deals because they don't have to. They're not up against the wall in any of those positions outside of maybe left tackle, which sounds like they just want to let the rookie give it a go this week, see how it goes. And if he struggles, then you have the bye week next week to bring in somebody else.
Cam, I know it's early, man, but I don't care who you are. You got to be impressed with what you've seen from the Niners through two games. And to me, my biggest surprise is how explosive Breida and Mostert have been. If I ask you through two games your biggest surprise from the 2019 49ers, what would you answer?
I'd probably go back to Witherspoon playing really well because this guy got benched a couple times last year. But I will also say that's a reflection on the pass rush. And that pass rush has been as advertised. And not much in sports comes through with the hype. And they were dominant in these two games against Winston and Dalton. And mind you, Nick Bosa did not get a sack or a tackle last game, but he was disruptive. He was around Andy Dalton repeatedly, made a lot of impactful plays. And then Dee Ford, he left after halftime, and he still didn't notice a drop-off because Ronald Blair was playing well. Eric Armstead's having a heck of a contract push. And then you got DeForest Buckner in there. So that pass rush is working hand-in-hand with the secondary the way they want to. So those have been pleasant surprises. I think Quan Alexander's surprised me because I didn't think he would be this fast and this as impactful coming off of an ACL the way he is. Offensively, the surprises, I mean, Breida and Mostert are fast running backs, and they're thriving in that system. So I think it's also a correlation on how well they're getting blocked. Mm. The line's playing well, and those tight ends and wide receivers and Juszczyk, they're making their blocks, which reflects on how well the offensive players in the system now in year three.
Cam, going from the most surprising thing you've seen from the 49ers, what's been the most impressive thing you've seen from the 49ers through 2 weeks of the season?
The most impressive thing I've seen from the fact that they can win on the road, can I just go generalize that? Because this team went 0-8 last year, and mm-hmm. They stole an ugly game in Tampa. People were ripping on them, saying they were too conservative. Well, they could be conservative because they didn't have to do much to beat Tampa. Tampa kind of helped beat themselves. But then to get over staying a week in Youngstown, getting over whatever cabin fever and tiredness and fatigue and the heat, and come out and blow out Cincy, to steal two road wins at the start of the year, that is very impressive. And you know, the Niners, they're not going to go 8-0 on the road, most likely. But by winning on the road, that's a reflection of a quality team. And go back and look at those five Super Bowl winning teams that the Niners had in their history. They were dominant on the road. I want to say that they may have gone undefeated on the road those years.
I know that. I think they have the record for most consecutive road wins in NFL history.
I think it was, Steiny. I think they went undefeated in back-to-back road games in those championship seasons. So that's probably what the stat is.
Yeah.
That's a good one. That tells you a lot
about the team. It's incredible. Yeah, it's absolutely a big one. Hey, what do you think the short-term and long-term plan is with Joe Staley?
Yeah, so the fact that the alarm bells were not going off, that they're going, this is a season-ending injury, I think they're looking at a 6 to 8 week healing time for what Mike McGlinchey revealed to us was a hairline fracture. And Staley's, he's going to make a push to get as healthy as he can, as fast as he can, get that bone healed. So that he's around come early November, because the Niners have a lot of home games in November. That's when they're going to kind of really further their push into what's going to be a tough December. And so getting him back is going to be a boon because they can probably make a stopgap move here or there without going big on Trent Williams. If you can get Trent Williams for a decent price, I just don't think that's possible. From what I read, what Shanahan was saying yesterday, saying there's not a lot of options out there that are possible, meaning that's probably out of their reach. So they're probably going to press forward with what they have. So they have a young kid in Justin School who did not look very good early in training camp. But I'd say come the exhibition games, he was playing better. And they're going to have to coach him up. They're going to have to give him help and see if it works out. And they're probably bringing in some guys for workouts today. I think I saw Schefter reported that Sam Young, a guy that they had in a couple of weeks ago when Sean Coleman got hurt, he was coming in for a workout. So it's kind of like I think the Niners want to go with the guys that they know and that they have.
Cam, all summer long I was crying to you, the Niners don't have a number one wide receiver. They don't have a number one. And now I'm noticing the answer doesn't just have to be one. It seems like Garoppolo's getting building rapport with Samuel and Goodwin, which to me would make the more passing attack lethal. Is that just me, or do you kind of see those two guys and Jimmy G getting a rhythm?
No, you got it. You got it right. But the thing is, we all knew that George Kittle was the number one target, and he was in Tampa. He only had a few balls thrown to him in Cincy, but we all know that he's probably their best offensive threat. Debo Samuel has emerged as a definite starting caliber wide receiver. And I kind of saw that script being flipped about a month ago as Pettis was falling out of flavor. And Debo just, he was adjusting to the offense really well. And he's got that temperament and the mentality that this dude's going to make a lot of plays for this team. So, you know, he's not going off 100-yard games yet, but he's going to get you those physical yards, move the chains. Exactly what you want out of a guy. And at the same time, you have Marquise Goodwin, who's playing better. And I think Goodwin, you know, he had the first touchdown the other day in Cincy. And he's got that. He looks happy. And I think that the Niners, everybody on offense is looking happy right now. Dante Pettis, he got to play half the game in Cincy. He didn't have one pass thrown his way. So I'm sure he's not too happy. But you know, he's getting more opportunities. He got to throw a pass, too, so he completed it.
Cam Emmon here on 95.7 The Game. Cam, as the Niners get ready to host the Pittsburgh Steelers in their home opener, Levi Stadium has been ridiculed. We've trashed that baby because of the lack of a home field advantage. Some people like me saying, hey, it's a neutral site game for the 49ers. What do you think the environment is going to be like Sunday? I know a lot of terrible towels will be there, but you got to think the Niners and their fan base will be fired up at Levi's, and this possibly could be one of the biggest two-game stretches in the short history of Levi's Stadium. What do you think the environment is going to be like Sunday?
Yeah, I agree. It's very curious because for as much as Levi's gotten for the 5 years, they have a winning team now playing in it. And remember, that Sweet Tower was built with the idea that a vocal crowd would be just roaring, and the volume would bounce off that Sweet Tower, and it'd be an intimidating home field presence, which it's not. I mean, it's South Bay. It's nice. The thing I'm most curious about is how many Steeler fans are going to come in. Steeler fans are known to travel well, and I think the Niners, I wrote this like a couple weeks ago. They were giving away pom-poms this Sunday, and those pom-poms are gold. And it looked like they were also gold and black, which are that's going to reflect way more Steelers colors, which isn't the smartest promotion to have for the Steelers coming in. But, you know, this is the time for 49er fans to really show up in their red and really come through. You know, it is a big game. I mean, I try to go back to think, what was the biggest game that the Niners have had in that stadium outside of maybe Garoppolo's kind of debuts late in the 2017 season? And you go back to the Thanksgiving game where the Seahawks beat them, and then the whole franchise went down the tubes for a few years. It's a huge game, and then they have a bye, and then the Browns come in.
Yeah, Cam, no doubt. It's a team in search of a signature win, I think, at Levi Stadium.
Yeah.
And this would qualify, even though it's only the third game of a season. Hey, thank you so much, and we'll catch up to you next week.
Okay, cool deal. Thanks, guys.
Thanks, right. Cam.
Cam Inman, courtesy of the Dial Pad guest line. Bay Area News Group.
And if I'm correct, T.O.'s getting his, help me, Bonte, T.O.'s getting his...
Hall of Fame.
Wow.
Yeah, Hall of Fame.
I'm going to have to go. Yeah, that seals it. I'll be in the house.
It actually doesn't seal it.
81 is my guy.
Didn't T.O. steal one of your girlfriends?
Yeah.
Why would you want to go...
Well, he didn't do it on purpose.
I mean, yeah.
Of course he did.
he
didn't do it by accident.
Well, she chose him.
True story, yeah. Fellas.
And you said, bye-bye?
Well, she said bye-bye.
Bye-bye. Oh, interesting. Yeah. And you just let her go,
It was
right?
Never the same after I found out.
Yeah. Gotcha. Well, wow.
I stayed in the gym. Couldn't quite get there.
I'm sure. And you took a lot of video.
No, I took
yourself.
An L. Yeah,
took a big L.
Videos
took
did.
A
no
videos. Big L.
Let's go to Grant. Grant's in San Jose. Hey, Grant.
Hey, guys. How you doing?
Good.
Good. Hey, so just listening to your thoughts on the whole 49ers situation, I think in the Staley front, there's not really much they can do as far as a trade. If you're willing to give away a first-round pick for a guy like Trent Williams for 6 to 8 weeks, and then you got three tackles on the roster, all of starting caliber with starting money, I don't really think that's really doable. But for the Ramsey front, I think that that's maybe something they want to invest in, because I feel like with that next year's first-round pick, you either got to go an interior lineman or a DB.
Yeah, I think, and that's what. Thanks for the call, Grant. That's what you guys were talking about. We were talking about before the show is, you know, what are you going to do with that first round pick next year? I mean, obviously you got to let this season play out, but if you had to make that pick right now, what position are you going after?
I would guess
DB. I think the top two. DB and offensive line.
I was going to say DB and wide receiver.
I don't think you need a wide receiver.
You never have enough. I hear you. I hear you.
Like Cam said, George Kittle's your number one option.
No doubt. He's a beast.
Deebo Samuel's going to be a player. Jalen Hurd, I'm very intrigued with. You still have Trent Taylor, if you could stay healthy. And you still have the speedster and Marquise Goodwin. I think you could wait on wide receiver, but I think the top two priorities will be safety / corner, offensive lineman.
I had another revelation I want to run by you two, because Steiny still hasn't gotten over my Breida reminds me of Dorsett with the ball in his hand. Not that he's that, but Deebo Samuel reminds me, when he has the ball from a physical standpoint and he's running, of Dez Bryant. Like, he's a thick dude.
Always a
like,
cowboy.
Yeah, no, I'm just
saying. Always a cowboy.
I didn't even put that together.
Just, always a cowboy.
I was just waiting for the level
and
of
player. And I realized
player.
That. Right. I wouldn't
I'm
have
okay
let it come
that.
Out.
Yeah, I'm all right with that one.
I mean, Anquan Boldin, that's what I see. He looks like a young,
almost
stout
the same. They're all
Anquan
in the same family. Yeah.
I mean, if he would turn into Anquan Boldin, you'd take that in a heartbeat.
Because Anquan was Dez, but Dez was just more explosive.
Oh, man, Dez.
But, had I known it was a cowboy.
I'm surprised you're not. Mostert, does he remind you of Emmitt Smith?
No. That was pretty
good. Bob Hayes, though.
Yeah. Bob Hayes.
The one thing I want to get into a little bit is, let's say the 49ers get a Ramsey, or they get a Williams.
Wow.
Or get a Jamal Adams. Then how good are they? Then where do they rank in terms of the NFC? Are they a bona fide playoff team at that point? Are they roughly in the same spot? I mean, what are we really talking here? Who do they leapfrog? Do they leapfrog the Cowboys?
They leapfrog the Packers to me. They don't leapfrog the Cowboys.
Okay.
Dallas is complete. They leapfrog the Seattle Seahawks and what I'm seeing of them right now. And I'm going to say the Philadelphia Eagles right now. And
not the Rams, though?
You know what? I got to
we're going to see them in a few weeks.
Yeah. I'm going to say no, Steiny. Oh, yeah, Saints got problems. Drew going down, they're done. That's
done.
Just me. Yeah, Teddy Bridgewater. Water under the bridge.
Let's go to Raiders Rich. He wants to talk about Jalen Ramsey. I think he's got another destination for him. What you got, Raiders Rich?
Hey, what's up?
Hey.
I don't think either the Niners or the Raiders going to get him, because they just tweeted out that the Jags, they want two first-rounders for Jalen.
Wow.
Yeah.
He ain't going anywhere.
Yeah, that
takes care of that, huh?
Yeah, that takes care of that. And at the end of the day, the Niners or the Raiders, they should just stay put. They are not one player away from making the Super Bowl. You know, and that's the type of team that has to go out there at Jalen Ramsey. He's a lockdown corner. And we can't forget that he's going to get those two first-rounders or one first-rounder, whatever it is, and he still has to get paid. You still
yes.
have to make him the top-paid cornerback in the entire league. You're going to set, you know, you're gonna set the precedent of the whole league. All basically, he's going to get paid damn near like a defensive end. So what I think should happen is that the Raiders and the Niners should stay put. I think the Niners, you know, they got two good wins. It was, you know, the Bengals are garbage. And, you know, the Bucks, they got the worst quarterback in the league. But they don't make the schedule. They took care of business. The Raiders, they took a bad L the other day. And I lost all confidence in Derek Carr. If anything, you know what I think the Raiders should do? If they don't believe in Derek Carr, if Gruden doesn't believe in him, trade Derek Carr straight up for Ramsey.
Oh, man. Interesting.
Wow.
Thanks, Raider Rich.
Just pay Foles. Just pay Nick Foles. Not sure if that's possible down in Jacksonville.
Is Foles done for the year?
No, he's going to be back at some point.
Yeah, he's.
And here I go being negative Nancy, but you know me. I'm from the Show Me State. You guys are so sure that Staley's coming back in 8 weeks. That's what scares me about all and of all the positions. This is so, you know, you got to be. Okay. This is like
so. Let's can we play Daryl? You're Daryl Lynch. Okay, you're Daryl Lynch.
I like that.
All right. Joe Staley gets hurt. You have a medical staff that rivals any medical staff on planet Earth. So you're John Lynch, and you go up to the medical guy, and you're like, "What do we got? Broken fibula. Ooh, okay. What is that?" Typically, it's 6 to 8 weeks. I'll tell you what. We're just gonna assume he's out for the year. No, you assume he's going to be back in 8 weeks. What other choice do you have?
Well, I guess what I'm saying, Bonte, is he can be back, but will he be at high optimum Staley? That's
Joe,
what I'm,
you know
we
what?
See it in the
doesn't
NBA.
Matter.
You know, you come back, but
doesn't matter. He's going to be the best left tackle on the roster when he steps foot on
you
the football field with the most experience. So I mean, you did this with Bosa, all right? And how'd that work out?
I totally missed it. But no, there were no breaks with Bosa. Yeah,
here's what we can work on. Don't be worried about Staley over the next 6 to 8 weeks.
What a Sunday's a nightmare.
Okay, I got you.
But have a mimosa.
A Sunday nightmare, believe it or not, isn't related to 6 to 8 weeks.
All right.
I
feel like I'm in therapy. Okay.
This is why Stein, you're negative. Right. Guru's positive. Well, I'm the one who's like, Staley's back in 8 weeks. Let's go.
D4 is concerned now.
Yeah. What?
D4. No,
I forgot to ask him.
Let me not go there, guys. Let me not.
But we're not that show. We got to keep it real now. We're all positive Pete's.
Right. D4 is a little concerning, but the Staley injury is concerning because what if he doesn't come back right? It's a broken fibula.
He's a big guy. Right?
6 to 8 weeks. I guess they're lucky that he's not out for the season, and it's a downer from a very good win in Cincinnati, but can you survive? Can you survive these next 6 to 8 weeks against teams like Cleveland, Pittsburgh, the Rams,
where they're going to have pass rushes?
We're
going to get these dubs.
That's the best thing ever.
I love it.
I need to play that the Warrior game.
You know, I mean, now, sure, there's a chance, let's say 3 or 4 weeks, you look, or you
Jimmy's
talk to the doctors,
hit.
And you're saying, no, it's not about that to me. It's about, you know what? It's not healing like we thought. I mean, that's certainly possible. And then at that point, let's say now you're in week 6 or 7. Well, then maybe now you have a bigger sense of urgency, and maybe some of these guys, you know, maybe Williams is still available. But I think they're going to. Doesn't sound like the red flags are up right now.
Not yet.
But I mean, they're probably concerned, no doubt.
I didn't like Cam saying school was kind of overwhelmed early on, and you know that wasn't.
Yeah,
but he got better. But wow, I was like,
would you like that? He better said, you know, school looked good early in camp, but he's gotten worse ever since then.
I'm really looking forward to being truthful. It's a big deal, Stein. Yeah, no deal. And Pittsburgh's coming in. Let's be honest. The more desperate team is the Steelers.
They are desperate. And that worries me, fellas. Mika Fitzpatrick, he's going to be blitzing. Bud Dupree, they got the young man out of Michigan. Steiny, you brought it up yesterday, trap game. This is a huge game for the Niners, man. This is a huge, desperate team, the Pittsburgh Steelers.
I wonder, do we know for sure that it's desperate, or do we think that it might be on the brink of falling apart?
That equals desperate to me.
No, see, to me, that reeks of, we don't care anymore.
Oh, no, they care. They went and made a trade. They normally don't do this type of stuff in the bird.
Stein Eagle, they're going to be empty the playbook. They're going to be blitzing, trick plays. We're going to see everything for the Pittsburgh Steelers in week 3. I'm so fired up for this game, man. Cannot wait for Levi's Sunday.
Yeah.
It's going to be fired. That's what Cam said. Let's see what Levi's brings to the table.
Exactly. I mean, I just want to, I want them to be relevant. I want them to be interesting.
I can't wait.
They beat the Steelers. I mean, I want to turn this into a positive, but man, how sad is it in a way that if they beat the Steelers, that will be their biggest win in Levi Stadium?
It's reality, right?
It's up there.
Yeah, it's reality.
It's up there. I mean, that one, the Alex Smith game when he came back with Kansas City, you had to win that game. Chip Kelly in Philadelphia
that
when they held on to that
one. Sunday afternoon game.
Sunday afternoon when the Niners ran a fake punt.
Oof. All right, that's the question I want to ask is, if the 49ers do bring in a player, who are they better than? How much do they climb in the pecking order of the NFC? But first, let's go to Steve and find out what's going on 95.7 The Game.
Thank you, Steiny. What's coming up on The Game is brought to you by Ticket Crushers. The 49ers are getting ready for their first home game against the Steelers on Sunday. How does it feel going into Levi Stadium with a 2-0 record? Well, 49ers defensive end Eric Armstead will join Bonte, Steiny, and Guru coming up at 12. Now, Jaguar star cornerback Jalen Ramsey has requested a trade out of Jacksonville. What will be the move for Ramsey? Damon Ratto and Kolsky will speak with 95.7 The Game NFL insider Peter King at 5 o'clock. Take 95.7 The Game on the go. Download the radio.com app and favorite 95.7 The Game. Got a ticket, suspended license, DUI? Don't pay. Let the attorneys at Ticket Crushers go to court for you and crush that ticket for as little as $149. Ticket Crushers knows how to win. Call 866-TICKET-HELP. That's 866-TICKET-HELP for a free consultation. Coming up at noon, 49ers defensive end Eric Armstead with Bonte, Steiny, and Guru. I'm Stephen Langford on the Bay Area's number one sports station. That's 95.7 The Game.
Bonte, Steiny, and Guru on 95.7 The Game.
Last Call comes up at 1:45 every Monday through Friday. That's when we turn the conversation over to you and get your take on the hottest topic of the day throughout the month of September. Best call of the day wins a Google Home Mini. Take Bonte, Steiny, and Guru on the go. Just say, hey, Google, play 95.7 The Game on your Android or Google Home device. Yes, we are giving away Google Home Minis. You know it, baby. Coming up in 25 minutes, defensive tackle Eric Armstead of the San Francisco 49ers. He's nice enough to join us on a day off. Eric Armstead, 25 minutes at noon. We will have him on for an interview. Also, I want to remind everybody, tomorrow, we've just confirmed this, at 11:45 a.m., 11:45 tomorrow, we're going to have Carl Yastrzemski on. Of course, he is a Hall of Famer, Triple Crown winner in 1967. He's the grandfather of Mike Yastrzemski, who's playing tonight in Fenway Park for the San Francisco Giants. Carl Yastrzemski, the Triple Crown winner, will be throwing the first pitch to Mike, his grandson. So it's going to be an incredibly special moment tonight at Fenway Park for Mike Yastrzemski and for Carl Yastrzemski. And we're going to get Carl's thoughts on it tomorrow at 11:45. Carl Yastrzemski, 11:45. And then also tomorrow at 11 a.m., and he's turning into, quietly, a weekly must-listen. That's Adam Kaplan, 95.7 The Game, NFL insider. Adam Kaplan will be at 11 o'clock. If you want to learn a little bit about football, that's a great time to tune in. I know I do. So we got a big show coming up tomorrow already. All right, here's what I want to ask you guys. We started to get into it a little bit. Of these players, Jalen Ramsey, we've kind of gone over him, Trent Williams, Jamal Adams, and Melvin Gordon's kind of fallen off a little bit here because the 49ers, that's what happens when you rush for 259 yards. The question is, does a Jalen Ramsey or a Jamal Adams make the 49ers a legitimate playoff team? I mean, at that point, if they were to announce today they've traded for Jalen Ramsey and it cost them a 1 and a 3, but he's on the team now, how good is this team in the NFC?
Good enough to compete up into the NFC championship. So
because the playoffs are in.
That's the bar for me, Bonte. If they, what they're building and what they've built and what we're watching, the Niners have a bully on their hands when it comes to their defense up front. And now I think they got talent in the defensive backfield. But if you go get a stud like Ramsey, or just watch out, all bets are off. And what he would do to the other corners and the safety. I mean, good Lord, Ramsey we trust. If they were to get him in red and gold, I'm going NFC championship. And flip of a coin at that juncture.
Wow.
That's how highly I think of what I'm seeing from the Niners defense right now without him. So that, and I'm keeping it real.
That's basically you're saying there's a 50-50 chance the Niners are going to the Super Bowl.
No doubt. And you love me for this, 90.
Damn!
Now, the Niners would have a bye if the season ended today. Green Bay would be the number one seed, and the Niners would be, they'd have a bye ahead of Dallas.
Guru at his best. Yeah,
They put it out there.
Look, I'm not going to go there. It's week three now coming up.
Start somewhere.
And the Niners have beaten up on Tampa and Cincinnati. The way they beat up on Cincinnati makes me think that they are a better football team than just an average football team. Five undefeated teams left in the NFC. Dallas looks like the best team to me. Green Bay still is a work in progress, but Green Bay's defense is a lot better. Can't wait till they come to Levi's in early December, late November, early December, whenever they come out here. Look, if they get a Jalen Ramsey or Jamal Adams, I do think the Niners are at least a wild card team. Mm. Once they get into the playoffs, again, they have a formula. They can win in the playoffs and December in those cold weather cities. They run the football. They stop the run, they get after the quarterback, and they play good special teams. Those are all, that's a formula for success when you get to the NFL playoffs.
If you want to weigh in on this, we have polls up on Twitter. At Bonte Steiny Guru, who do you want the 49ers to trade for? Trent Williams, Jalen Ramsey, Jamal Adams, Melvin Gordon, and should the 49ers make a trade? Yes or no? Believe it or not, I'm in the sit tight category. Sit tight category. Maybe I'm just conservative.
You think texts from the 408 like this are fair? The Niners could have drafted Adams and Derwin James. That reason alone, Lynch should be gone. But can't we do that to every draft?
Yes,
just like they
could
have had Mahomes, right?
Thank you.
Right.
So
Solomon Thomas and Reuben Foster first round. But you make up for it by drafting George Kittle.
Okay, no doubt.
Now you have one of the most explosive tight ends in pro football.
Well, how about McGlinchey?
McGlinchey's been solid. Got to put in right tackle.
I want to say, this is where my memory's gone a little bit.
You've been doing good lately.
I'm pretty sure the Warriors drafted Ike Diagu with a number 9 pick, but then got Monte Ellis with 40 in the second round. So,
all right. I'll see what you're doing.
I guess there's two ways of looking for it. If you make a good pick at 9, or you know what, one makes up for the other.
Another one, Steiny, Harrison Barnes, top 10 pick.
Yeah.
But you select Draymond Green in the second round. Now you got a future Hall of Famer that you found in the second round, and Harrison Barnes is now on his third team.
Let's go to Matador Mike. I'm wondering if that's a Miramonte graduate. What's up, Matador Mike?
Hey, guys. Thanks for taking my call today. Having a little fun with this conversation. I think we need to pump the brakes on this. We need to trust in the process. We didn't trust in the process. Akello Witherspoon would have been gone, but he looks pretty darn good right now. So if I was going to make a move, it would have been on Minkah Fitzpatrick. He's on his rookie contract deal, but he's gone. So Jalen Ramsey would not get up 2 firsts. That's ridiculous. The only guy that we would go after is Williams, but I think the price is too high. We have a lot of people that we have to sign on our own team. They're going to get big contracts. Buckner, Kittle, Armstead has played awesome. I mean, we have to give it another week. Definitely, I'm definitely nervous about our O-line because D-line, O-line, and quarterback is how we win Super Bowl. So tell me what you guys think, man. Go Niners, man. Niner Empire.
I think it sounds like you have a little one back there. Good luck with a little one. Enjoy these days.
Started crying back there.
Ga-ga-goo-goo.
And trust me, gets easier.
Yeah.
Start crying back there. What was going on?
It does get easier.
Too much sports talk?
No, that's nothing.
They just want attention. I used to let mine cry.
Gaga goo goo.
You know, get it out.
Is that what you said, goo? Gaga goo goo? Goo goo gaga?
Flintstones.
Mike. Mike's in Pacifica. What's up, Mike?
How you guys doing?
Doing well.
I have to call on speaker. Hey, I think it's smart for the 49ers to look at the last few games or the last two games that they had. And from an analytical standpoint, look at the big plays that they gave up. Even though they won, they gave up a bunch of big plays, which is, if they play a better team, they're going to be in deep trouble. I would kind of consider the Jalen Ramsey trade and then maybe sit tight on the O-line and see what happens there. But it would behoove them not to look at least their options because they're going to play better teams. I don't believe that the last two teams they played were that great, but they're going to have to put on their big boy pants and figure out how they can improve the team. And I think by getting Jalen Ramsey, that would be the first start, in my opinion.
That's fair. So it sounds, and Mike's, sounds to me like he's saying, let's see what we have. Let's take a little more time to see what we have. Secondary's been better than anybody's thought it would be, at least through two games, I know. And we're going to play this game for another another week or two of, well, they've only played two games. They've only played three.
Big Ben didn't play. If they do beat Pittsburgh, you know there's going to be people saying that. They're already doing that.
Yeah. So I'm on team sit tight.
Sit tight?
Yeah.
Sit tight through the bye week and then get ready for Cleveland?
Yeah. You know what? That's exactly where I'm at. Thank you for telling me exactly what I'm thinking. But you're right. Let's play this week. Let's assess what happens without Staley. Ideally, you win the game and you're like, okay, school did enough. And then you just keep moving on.
Here's another thing. Is it possible the price tag for Jalen Ramsey and Trent Williams? Because I'm not sure I'm not sure if Jamal Adams is really available or not in New York. But if Trent Williams and Jalen Ramsey are still out there, I wonder if the price tag will drop for those two players. Because Trent Williams is paying fines every day for missing practice and not reporting. And then Jalen Ramsey, what if he's just like, he has another outburst in 2 weeks? And Jacksonville's like, all right, just give us a player and a third round pick. We just want to get rid of this guy. Maybe it turns into an Antonio Brown situation to where in which the Raiders gave up a third and a fifth for Antonio Brown, who's possibly the best wide receiver in football. I just wonder the price tag will drop in the next 2 weeks for those two players.
408, I love you guys, but come on. There should be no mention of the Niners winning the NFC Championship or the Super Bowl. This team is 2-0. Please get off this high. Well, first of all, you're talking about one gentleman in particular.
No drugs here. We don't do
one gentleman in particular.
Who?
You.
Oh, I just read what was on NFL.com.
And I'm just saying,
you took credit for it.
You said Ramsey, they get Ramsey, it's an NFC championship team, and then flip a coin that they'll make it to the Super Bowl.
I believe it.
Right, I didn't say that.
I didn't say that either.
I didn't say that.
I was trying to see the team make the playoffs.
On you.
Now, I'm going to say this. Ramsey did go on his Instagram, or IG as they call it. He did have two locales where he would like to play, and Vegas was mentioned. And there's only one team that's going to be playing there next year, and you know who that is.
Are they?
You don't think it'll be ready?
I don't know.
I would hope Oakland would retain them and they have to play one more season. That's
speaking
my dream.
Speaking of which, did you see that a writer asked Bob Melvin the other day, the A's manager, about, well, looks like, you know, this is the last game where we'll have to worry about converting the field back because, you know, this is the Raiders last year. And he said, are you sure? And, well, yeah, they're supposed to move. Yeah, they're going to play next. Are you sure?
So you're saying
is that really
going to
happen? So something's.
Yeah, I got it.
Melvin doesn't just say that just to say it.
He's got some inside. Denzel, inside man.
I wonder.
Vontae, I mean, we could really. Construction, you know, you hit a snag. I've ever been out there with a hat and lunch pail, but you know what I mean? Things take long and delays.
Sometimes you get rain. Sometimes you get you drill
down. One more run back for the town.
This is the run back.
The rerun back.
By the way, Pro Football Talk and Diana Russini of ESPN is reporting that the asking price, or this is actually Albert Breer's SI, the asking price for Jalen Ramsey is 2 first-round picks.
That means we want. He ain't going nowhere.
It's like the Alex Trebek, no, sorry. That's too much.
That's getting white on top.
Well, he's got cancer.
Oh, I didn't.
Yeah.
You didn't know that?
Yeah, he's got cancer.
Shout out to Alex.
He got a little bit of a setback recently.
Okay.
He came out to Alex and his family.
He came out
on one of his shows and basically said I have cancer and I'm going to try to beat it and don't feel sorry
Never seen that guy stumble on Jeopardy. That guy is even in the Hearst Castle. You ever been to the Hearst Castle down there?
No.
Pismo Beach. He's speaking when you go up to the Hearst Castle.
Really?
Wow.
Hey, it's him doing the narration. And
you've been traveling here lately.
Well, that was back in Memorial Day weekend.
Oh,
so Hearst Castle, pretty cool.
But you just went to? Where'd you go, Carmel?
I went to Monterey. Steiny went to Monterey.
Pacific Grove
to golf.
It's the blue collar Monterey.
You had the top down.
What? My car?
Yeah.
Dude, I got a Volt.
But you still see that beautiful view, man.
Oh, yeah.
It's special.
It is. It's nice. You ever been down there?
Yeah. Dude, of course. I was single.
Well, interestingly, that's not really where I'd go if I were single. That's where you go when you have a girlfriend.
Yeah, well,
I would go past Saddle Zay if I was single.
You guys would get me in trouble.
Man.
Yeah, but that was the spot. You go and hear the waves hit up against the rocks.
Monterey was a spot.
Yeah, but you don't go down there single. I mean,
well, I meant you have a date. You're single, but you have a date. pack a picnic basket.
Can we have it? You know what? I need the backup truck voice.
No, right, no, that's what I meant.
No, you did not. You meant
where you gonna go?
Hey, let's go down to Monterey. Right. And see
maybe
if we
I'll
can
go
catch
hide
something.
Find somebody to condense.
Exactly.
No, I meant
you're
when going, I was single.
You're
you
talking
take a
about
date.
Going fishing.
Nobody goes out of Monterey.
No,
you think I'm gonna go hiking and look for somebody?
Come on,
you take your date.
Come on.
Monterey, really?
Come on, guys.
I've
By
never
the way,
heard anybody
if you got a date, you ain't single.
Well, I've been
that means
single
you're on a date.
Nights.
You're dating.
Well, if you're
Get the car wash early
and
in the morning.
And the other thing is you're not taking a first date to
no,
Monterey.
That's an expensive
well,
first
nobody
date.
Nobody said a number on the date. I said it could be the third or fourth. Hey,
right,
what are you doing?
Guess
date? What?
I'm still single.
Not bed. Hey, I'll come pick you up.
In
pack
fact,
a picnic basket. Let's go for a ride. It's hot out. And then you go have a good time.
957-9570. The bottom line is... If you're taking a woman to Monterey,
all right.
It means you're not single.
It's called a date, scenery, picnic basket.
I want to hug you.
Dude, Kyle just told me in my ear, he went on his 2-year anniversary to Monterey.
Thank you.
Well, I took my girl down there for
that,
Valentine's
fellas.
Day. You don't go down there for a fifth date.
I had more success.
Just say yeah,
no,
you guys
listen,
are right.
I'm gonna put the right.
Say yeah, you
I
guys
had
are right.
more success being single than you guys. I didn't have to have a girl
stop.
To go
How
do,
do you
that.
Know that?
You get in the car. Let's go ride. Have a good time. I drop you. Maybe
so you're gonna ride all the way down to Monterey. Spit all that gas.
How's
money.
Los Banos when you
hey,
do that if, for
hold
a single
on.
Man?
You put gas in the car. I would do that.
Put a lot of gas in.
And thing. Then you talk. And you see the scenery. You get out. Take your shoes off. You walk on the sand. Come on, guys. You ain't got to be married to do that.
The Monterey, though. That's yeah. a long way for a date.
Well, thank you.
I like
I've,
to drive.
I've never
he
done
knows.
That.
Yeah, this is one on. Of those things. He knows.
He knows what's up.
Oh, knows.
I'm shocked at you.
Take her to the Berkeley Marina.
No, with this guy.
I got the view of San Francisco. Come on, man.
By the way.
And you see the shuttle shot he threw at us? I had more success when I was single.
By the way, Hearst Castle, San Simeon.
San Simeon.
Simeon. Coming up in 10 minutes, Eric Armstead, defensive tackle for the San Francisco 49ers. He's going to be joining us. And looking forward to talking to him. Also want to get you caught up on some interesting stuff going on. I told you about Mike Yastrzemski and Carl Yastrzemski. I mean, that's the story of the day in baseball. I mean, it's going to be, I mean, Carl Yastrzemski, what he means to Fenway Park. I guess our producer, Kyle Madsen, was talking to Carl Yastrzemski's wife. And she was saying it's going to be a cry fest there tonight in Fenway Park. Carl Yastrzemski will be throwing out the first pitch to his grandson, Mike. That's tonight.
You think Mike homers? We've
you know
seen
what?
It in baseball.
You know,
Ponte, we
I
see
hope
stuff.
So. I hope he
I'm
does.
I'm hoping too, man. I
absolutely hope he does.
He's going to get one. He'll get one. How special would that be, man?
That would be totally cool.
A lot of people agreeing with me,
hey,
man.
Is that the only thing to
Actually,
watch this Giants
is.
Game for?
No, I took my first, and I didn't
They're
say
They're saying
first
don't
day.
Trip, but yeah. that's not agreeing with you.
Stop,
it's just saying,
it's a
you
great
know,
day.
Let it roll.
5-1-0. I never said I'd take a second date to Monterey. It took me 2 years to take my girlfriend down to Monterey. I'm not taking it.
Well, how about we were dating? Can
fifth
can
dates,
it be a
I'm not leaving. I'm not leaving this 14-mile radius between
Whoa,
San Francisco, Oakland, Alameda.
That's
Come
wow.
on, man.
Can't do it.
It's the 10th date to even go to even think about Napa.
Yeah.
Did you see what Steve Young said last night?
I didn't like it.
About the NFL's becoming like the NBA.
What does that mean,
so they were
the way he said it?
They were talking about Jalen Ramsey and him wanting out. And basically, Steve Young was talking about how this is getting out of hand. Take a listen.
There's no mobility. It's like, where are you going to go? It is now the NBA. I think, obviously, Antonio Brown proved it. He's ended up with the Patriots. Just act that way, and you end up with the Patriots. And look what the Dolphins did. Lose a game, the first game, like, call my agent. I want out of here. This is the NBA now, and front office, the NFL, going to have to deal the fact that if you lose a couple games or get into all sideline altercation, that guy's going to demand a trade. He's a big name. What are you going to do about it? And I think at this point, it seems like they're capitulating to it. They didn't put out a hard line. There's no one going to be even traded. They're going to have to come together as a league and say, we're not going to do this because it'll be insane. Every guy that's on a bad team's like, get me out of here. Give me the Patriots. Give me the Chiefs. Call their agent, and they'll start talking about it, and then it'll become true.
And?
I got
and,
one word. You
and
know what
so,
that
what?
Sounds? Jealous. He sounds jealous. I'm just like it wasn't that way back in his day, or Thank was, you. Or he didn't exercise it. He sounds jealous. Man, damn, Steve. And what's wrong with the NBA?
Yeah, it's nothing wrong with player empowerment. When you think about the non-guaranteed contracts in the NFL, the fact that they can cut you and not pay you a dime in these contracts. I like player empowerment because they're making you the dollars with the jersey sales. The fans go to see the players. Name me a fan that's gone to a game to go see Jerry Jones in the owner's box. Nobody.
That was almost shut up and tackle.
Yeah, no, that was bad for
him. It had
by
a
Steve
little
Doug.
Of that for me. Especially, I love Steve. That had a little shut up and tackle.
Especially when you think about he cashed in at the USFL, got traded for Tampa.
LA Express.
You know, dude, LA Express. And he got paid before the salary cap got implemented in the NFL. So I don't want to hear from Steve Young about, player empowerment, it's too much. They need more power in the NFL.
I just think that it's very simple. If you're a big boy and you want to try to play this game, play it. You have every right to play it.
Leverage.
But the problem is you got to be a big boy. This is the way I look at it. What Melvin Gordon's doing this year ain't working. But what Antonio Brown did, it worked. Why? Well, I've got to believe that teams think Antonio Brown is more of an impact player than Melvin Gordon. It reminds me a little bit of what's going on in the NBA, like he said. But Carmelo has had no juice. Carmelo thought he had juice, but he didn't. And if you don't have juice, well, you can sit out all you want. Nobody's going to care. If you don't have juice, nobody cares. Jalen Ramsey has juice. Jamal Adams has juice. Trent Williams probably has juice. Although,
he's still sitting at home.
And you know what else? And then also, here's the other thing. I think Le'Veon Bell had juice. Now, you might say, well, what are you talking about? He sat out a whole season. Yeah, that's why he had juice to do it. Because he was willing to kind of take it to the limit if he needed it. So let's go to James real quick before we get to Eric Armstead. What's up, James?
How we doing, fellas? 2-0, 2-0.
Yes, sir.
All right, I just got to say, Goo, usually I'm loving your takes, man, but I got to call you out and say it's malarkey. It's complete malarkey. You're not going to Monterey as a single man, and I think this take is as wrong as when you said you were going to score on Jordan Bell, because that ain't happening either.
Thanks, James.
Okay, let's put it in context.
Sometimes you need some context.
I wasn't driving to Monterey with nobody in my car. I was single, so I'd maybe have a date or set a date, so I'd have a companion with me, and we'd go enjoy the festivities. And what I used to deem, let's get lost. You want to get lost today? And they'll call you back.
I'm telling you to get lost right now.
No, but I'm just telling you how I'm wrong.
With that awful.
That was my term. Let's get lost today. Oh,
backtracking and rationalizing.
I wasn't going to happy hour in Monterey. There's no single bars that I know of. I had a companion with me.
Oh, my
Don't
Lord.
Hate. Y'all hating.
No, not hating. You can date like you want to date.
Right.
That's what we call in the hood simping.
But
doing too much.
You know what? I guess my problem is I don't like the fact that you're going on dates with women and you still think you're single.
Pimping ain't easy.
I mean, that ain't right.
That ain't pimping.
I mean, if you've dated a woman long enough to take her down to Monterey, you ain't single.
I mean, scenery don't make you married. You know,
we can
go
enjoy
the coast.
I'm not sure what that means.
The nice ride and the waves.
How many dates? How many dates did it take you to go
out? Dinner?
You make it seem like you've gone down to Monterey multiple times with dates.
Oh, like it was San Jose.
All right. So first date, second date, third date?
No.
He knows.
Six or seven.
Oh, he knows.
Not five, not six, not seven.
Wow.
Let's get lost. That was my line.
Wow.
It worked.
Let's get lost.
That phone used to ring back.
Let's get lost. That's a good damn line, though.
Why does that annoy me a little bit that was his line?
It's kind of like you're in the mood. Baby. He goes, hey, baby, let's get lost.
Just like that. I mean,
how many women said, why don't you get lost?
I mean, it was a few.
He was 2 for 10 on those.
Hey, that's bad.
Let's get lost.
3 for 10.
Under the Mendoza line with let's get lost.
I swear I didn't steal it from GE's.
No, damn well you went to Baker's Beach, man. You didn't go to Monterey. Come on.
All righty. When we come back, we're going to talk to Eric Armstead, defensive tackle for the San Francisco 49ers. And he'll be brought to you by Fremont Bank. Full service banking, no compromises.
Now back to Bonte, Steiny, and Guru on 95.7 The Game.
Hey, don't miss Last Call every weekday at 1:45 when we turn the conversation over to you and get your take on the hottest topic of the day. Throughout the month of September, the best call of the day wins a Google Home Mini on us. Take Bonte Steiny and Guru on the go. Just say, hey, Google, play 95.7 The Game on your Android or Google Home device. Let's go right to the dial pad. Guest line, defensive tackle for the San Francisco 49ers, Eric Armstead. Eric, thank you so much for joining us. Really appreciate it. And I want to start, first of all, with something you're doing off the field. I want you to tell us a little bit about it. The tackles for students. Tell us what that's all about.
Yeah, so this year I started my nonprofit, Armstead Academic Project, in which I raise funds for students in low-income areas and trying to even out the playing field, get them resources that other neighborhoods and other communities have that they don't have. I'm really passionate about it. I feel that educating our youth is, you know, doesn't get enough attention and something that we need to do. And so I'm really passionate about that. I started my nonprofit and I'm doing a fundraiser this year. I'm donating money with my stats. So how I'm doing this, $250 for every tackle and $1,000 for every sack that I get this year. And people can join me and pledge with me throughout the season in any amount that they want to, and so we can double our impact. So
yeah, that's
really passionate about it, and I love helping my community.
Yeah, that's awesome. So far, Eric's pledged $4,000, 8 tackles, and 2 sacks. And if anybody wants to pledge, you can pledge as little as 50 cents a tackle or make a flat donation. And also, the first 25 people to pledge will be entered to win 2 tickets to the home opener against Pittsburgh. So you want to go to ericarmstead91.com.
Eric, you're off to a great start, man. And I've been telling the fellas here, you guys got a mean defense and you're still building. But also, you got a young rookie in Bosa. You were a rookie, and I'm just curious, do you kind of go help him, you know, lace him with what it takes to be successful in the NFL, or does he come to you? Can you talk a little bit about that relationship you have with Bosa?
Yeah, it's been great having him. He's an amazing player. He's going to do a lot of great things in this league. And, you know, we all have to go through our rookie years. And it's definitely, you know, we work together as a collective unit, you know, to be successful out there. We have to work together. And so whether that's him, you know, learning from us or us even learning from him. You know, he's an amazing player. And working together, constant communication, so we can go out there and get our job done.
Eric, I'm not going to front with you. I've been very critical of you since you've been drafted by the 49ers. I understand you've been hurt, and obviously the team has been losing. But I got to say, for the first 2 weeks of the season and what I've seen in training camp from you, I've been very impressed. Tell me the difference. If there is a difference between your preparation for this season or last season, or has there been any tweaks to your offseason?
We get it. Attention spans just aren't what they used to be. Heads in social media and eyes on Netflix. But what do people do with their ears? Well, for one, they're listening to audio. Americans spend 4.4 hours with audio every day. Oh, and you want the proof? Well, you just sat through this ad that's now approaching 30 seconds. What could you say to a potential customer in 30 seconds? Let Odyssey put together a media plan tailor-made for your unique marketing needs. Advertise with Odyssey. Visit ads.odyssey.com.